God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the children. And God, they are very precious to us as a church. And God, it is an amazing thing, a child. And Lord, they are moldable. And you have placed them within our stewardship, our care. And Lord, we want to be good stewards of the opportunity, the time, these young minds. God, would you help us as a church to be faithful with our children? And as families, as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm thankful, Lord, for the church and for everyone that is here. Thank you for guiding us to this place, and we worship you this morning together. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, children are a very, very important part of the church. In fact, they are very key to the existence and longevity of anything, really. Think about society. How important is it that we have children in society, in a culture? It's key, right? Because if you don't have children, what happens to the population? You begin to die out, and you begin to lose influence and ability. You know, the next generation provides the means for us to grow old. You know that? It helps us, provides for us. We get cared for by our children. You know, children are a true blessing to the church and to society. That is not an opinion shared by many in our culture. In fact, sadly, children are looked upon as a burden in many circles. But we as a church, as believers in Jesus Christ, and according to the Word of God, children are a blessing. A blessing. And if you have had the privilege of having children or being around them, I trust that you have seen that and experienced that. You know, you can joke around, grandparents, about you get to feed them and sugar them and then send them home. You know what? You still, I trust, have a joy in being able to experience the life and vigor of a young person. You know, children need us as adults and as parents. You know, something that's unique and interesting about the church is it's made up of families, and that's not so unique, but here's what's unique, is that not only are we as parents involved in the raising of our children, but you know what? We can trust that there will be others in the church that will help us as parents care for our children. For example, Joy Club. You know, Scott and Donna, their children are grown, but on Wednesday nights we entrust our children to them, and they are taught. And you know, the church is able to work like that and operate, and that's a wonderful blessing of being a part of the body of Christ. You know what? Children need to be taught. Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. In Deuteronomy, this is a book that where Moses recounts the law, if you will. In other words, the law was given to Moses from the Mount Sinai after they had exited Egypt. And then the people all died off that had received that law because of sin. And now in the book of Deuteronomy, just outside of the promised land, the new generation is ready to enter, and Moses recounts the law, and I want you to notice what he shares concerning children. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And notice verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You know what? Children need to be taught. We as parents and those of authority over children, we cannot have or approach parenting in a passive manner. We need to purposefully invest into our children. You know what, children? Learn not just by listening, but by watching. And I trust that you've realized that as children have watched you and you see them do something that you have done, and you're like, ugh, where'd they get that? The content that a child is given goes a long way in shaping who they are. They're extremely impressionable, and they're going to pick up both the good and the bad. Not only do they need to be taught, but they've got to be trained and disciplined. The book of Proverbs is full of passages exhorting a mother and father to train and discipline their children. You know what? A good way to look at training and discipline is it's establishing boundaries and then helping your children stay within those boundaries. They got to understand what they are. They got to understand the consequences of going beyond them. The book of Ephesians, and I'll just read this, you can listen to it. It says this to fathers. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Children need to be trained. You know what else children need? Is children need to be respected. And what do I mean by that? I don't mean a reversal in that we must respect our children and they don't have to respect us. No, it's very obvious children must respect us. But you know, children need to be respected as a valuable part of society, as a very important person, because that indeed is who they are. They are people. You know, the Lord Jesus exhibited this when in the Gospels, there was a group of people and families that came and they brought their children to Jesus, and the disciples started to turn them away and said, no, do not come near. Don't bring your children. And Jesus, what did he say? He said, let them come. Let them come to me. Forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. You know, in the scriptures it tells that he takes them into his arms and he holds them and he loves them. Can I hold you? Can I hold you? Huh? No? He takes them into his arms and he holds them because you know what? They're precious. And just in that little moment, in that portion of time, the Lord Jesus showed to us, you know what? Children are valuable and are important to who we are as people. So children need these things, but you know what? Why do we minister the Word of God to them? You know, the Word of God provides the standard upon which we can raise our children. I want finally to close with 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. So if you turn there, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to close with these thoughts. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. It reads this way, that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Why do I share that? I want you to understand that we teach the Word of God in our home and in this church through Joy Club, through youth group, through the preaching behind the pulpit. We teach the Word of God because it shares with the child God's saving grace. Every person in this world needs to hear that message. And in fact, that is Jesus' call to us as believers. Share the message of God's love for the world. And the Word of God declares that. It doesn't come from other books or man-oriented things. It comes from the Word of God. And our children, it's important that they are learning the Word of God because that's where God's saving grace is taught. It's exhibited and shown. But you know, it teaches the Word of God, but it also it's beneficial for the child in all areas of life. And you see in this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that the Scriptures are profitable. We like profitable, right? We want to put things into our children that is profitable, that will benefit them. Well, here is something very clear. It's clear the Scriptures will benefit and be profitable in their lives. It's going to teach them what's right. It's going to point out when they're wrong. It's going to correct them and show them how to be right again. And it's going to tell them how to stay right. I don't know a parent that wouldn't desire that for their children. And dear ones, listen, the Word of God is the key to that. The Word of God is key. We have got to use the Word of God and infuse it into our children, sharing it with them regularly, as we learn from the book of Deuteronomy. Children are a blessing, but we also have an opportunity to change the world through the opportunities of teaching our children. And we can do so by sharing with them the Word of God in whatever means that is. And many of those can be very creative ways. But you know what? It must be centered in the Word of God. The Lord Jesus valued children. So should we. And we should value them enough to pour into their lives what is profitable. May we use the time that God gives us with our little ones in a profitable manner. Because you know what? If we don't fill them with things that are profitable, the world will fill them with things that are unprofitable. So we need to be active, not passive, pouring in God's truth. God, thank you for this time. It's been a blessing. I thank you for our children. I thank you for our parents and for those that work with our children. And Lord, I pray that you would, that you bless this church, bless the youth, and bless us, Lord, as we seek to faithfully teach your Word of God to all ages. God, your Word is powerful, and I pray that it would have a powerful effect in our lives and in the lives of our children. In Jesus' name, amen.